Hello and thank you for listening to Shofar Armana's Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message and that it will inspire you in your walk with God.
Thank you so much. The Lord is good. We can have seats. You can have some seats. You can sit. As I was told to prepare for today, I had other ideas. And in a flash, the Lord ministered to me that you are not going to speak something different with what is happening in the moment. If God is able to bring over 1 million people together just to pray for the nation, to pray for the church, you will do the same on Sunday. I wanted to go to Bloemfontein, but I'm here. So it is time. Can you tell your neighbor it is time? It is time. I'm not preaching today. I'm just announcing. It's an announcement that there is a shift in the spiritual realm. A shift has happened yesterday in the spiritual realm. Over 1.7 million people cried before the Lord. Those tears they cried yesterday. People traveled, people drove, people fly to Bloemfontein. It's not because Uncle Angus called them. It is because God called them. So those people and us today will just agree. But yesterday the Lord ministered to me that there is already a shift that has happened in the spiritual realm. There is a shift that has happened in the spiritual realm. So we today will pray. Maybe you haven't prayed, but we're going to pray. Our prayer is not led by fear, because fear comes from the devil. Our prayer is birthed from faith, because faith comes from God. It comes from hearing the word of God. Fear comes from hearing the word of the devil. So today, we're going to pray. Today, we're going to pray. I don't know what's going to happen, how we're going to pray, but we're going to pray. I believe that really it is time for our prayer, for our worship, for our coming to church, for our reading the Bible, for our preaching, even for our teaching, for everything that we do. I believe it is time. Those things we do, the activities, not to be the big picture, but Jesus to be the big picture. I should not read the Bible just because I am told to preach. Amen? It has to be my everyday thing. Every day I have to read the Bible, whether I'm told to preach or I'm not told to preach. Don't read the Bible because you are thinking of, let me go and counsel somebody. Just read the Bible because you want to hear what the Lord is speaking to you. Don't pray just because you are in a crisis. I'm sick, now I need to pray. No, pray without ceasing. Pray always. Pray always. As I said, there is a shift in the spiritual realm. So we as a Christian will move with that shift. God is saying, no weapon formed against you shall prevail. God said it, so it is. The problem is, do we believe it? That is the only problem. Do we believe it? He has said it. Do we believe it? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the shift. We thank you 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 for the shift in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to move tall now. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to hear you more now. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to do what you want us to do now in the name of Jesus. We know now the activities of the devil in the country. We know now the activities of the devil in the world. And Lord Almighty, we are no longer going to be silent. We are no longer going to be silent. We are no longer going to be silent. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You have started this. And Lord Almighty, we know you are with us because you said to us, you will never leave us alone. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Amen. So the message is, it is time. It is all to do with our intimacy with Christ. It is all to do with our intimacy with Christ. When the Lord spoke to me that I have to prepare this message, it is time. I was thinking, what is the direction? Is it all to do with prayer? Or is it all to do with what? And what I heard in my spirit was, it is all to do with intimacy with Christ. It is everything to do with Christ himself. That's why in the beginning I say, everything that we do, Christ, number one priority. Even in the church, our singing, who are we singing to? That has to be the big thing. Even our giving, when we put money in the basket, we have to know, who are we giving this money to? Even our preaching, we have to know why am I doing these things? Number one priority has to be Christ. Otherwise, we will come to church as religious people. Otherwise, we will read the Bible because we just want to read it. Otherwise, we will pray without the power of God. Because God, he doesn't listen what we say with our lips. He listens what we say with our hearts. So my lips can be crooked. I can speak things to you which are not coming deep from my heart. God will not listen from what I'm speaking with my lips. He will listen what I'm speaking with my heart. So everything that we are to do with the church should not be because I am taught by my church. It has to do with, I am doing this because Christ said it. So the whole praying thing, the whole coming to church, the whole dancing, the whole singing, the whole worshiping, God, the first priority. It is time that when we kneel down, we have to know, who am I kneeling to? The moment you know him, you will cry. The moment you know who you are kneeling to, you will cry like a baby. Just because of having that privilege of being called his son or of being called his daughter. So it has nothing to do with being religious. We are tired with that. From yesterday, it is time now that we pray in spirit and in truth. We come to church in spirit and in truth. It's no longer about ticking the box. This is something deep. This is something deep. So our first scripture is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forego your children. This is God calling us. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God's people, it is time not to reject knowledge.